Today's shiur is a Masechta Sukkah on Daf Lamed Tes. Since the Marshal tells us not to be Gores, the first 1.5 lines on the Amid, because they actually appear accurately further in the Gemara, we will begin on the second line of the Amid, the sixth word, Amar Rava. Begins the Gemara, Amar Rava. Loilema inish yehe shmei rabba v'hadr mevorach. Rav is actually saying a second halacha comparable to the first halacha, which he said on Lamed Ches Amed Beis, three lines from the bottom, where Rav has said, Amar Rava, loilema inish borach haba v'hadr b'shem Hashem. The pasuk says, borach haba b'shem Hashem. And Rav tells us that one should not take a breath between the first two words, borach haba, and wait, and then say B'Shem Hashem, because by doing that, as Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, the last line, the last three words of the line, Umechsi ki moitziyoy levatola, it looks as if he's saying Hashem's name for nothing. He's Oivran Lysisa Hashem Lekov Lashav, he's saying it for no reason at all, because all he said was Baruch Haba. He took a breath, then he said separately in the name of Hashem, and he pronounces Hashem's name, the name of Adni. So when he's saying that, it has no connection with Baruch Haba, and therefore he's saying it by itself, and it's as if he's saying Hashem's name, Levatola. So too, Negeya, today's Sugya. Rava says, a person should not say in Kaddish, Yehe Shmei Rabba, and then take a break, and then v'hadr, and then he will say the word mevorech. The regular nusach is yehei shmei rabba mevorech la'olam. He will say yehei shmei rabba, and he'll separate and say mevorech separately. Ella, what should he say? Yehei shmei rabba mevorech ba'dod. He should say it all together, because otherwise we have the same problem as in yesterday's sugya. By saying Hashem's name separately, away from the mevorech, it looks like he's saying Hashem's name in vain, and therefore he should not do that. Now, from this Gemara, it would seem to be a strong proof to a famous machlokas that we have in the beginning of Masechta Brachos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos, where Tosfos brings a machlokas between the Ri and the Machzer Vitri, exactly what the understanding of Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorech is. According to the Ri, it goes as follows. Yehe Shmei Rabba, may Hashem's great name, the Rabba is modifying, is an adjective modifying the Shem Hashem, may Hashem's great name, Mevorach, may it be blessed, La'olam forever. However, the Machzer Vitri learns differently. He learns, Yehe Shmei, may the name of Hashem, Rabba Mevorach, may it become great and may it be blessed forever. So, Lechora, from this Gemara, it would be a strong proof to the Ri against the Machzer Vitri. Because according to the Machzer Vitri, where the word Rabba is not modifying Shmei, it is not modifying Hashem's name, that Hashem's name is great, but rather it is saying that Hashem's name should become great, then what is wrong if a person says Yehe Shmei Rabba, takes a break, then says the word Mevorech? What are we worried about? It's Mechsei. It looks like Kemoitziyoy Levatola in the Lashon of Rashi. Why does it look like Vatola? He has made a statement using Hashem's name. He's not saying it Levatola. He's saying Yehe Shmei, may Hashem's name become Rabba, may it become great. So what is the problem if he took a breath between Rabba and Mevorach? Elamai, this would be a strong proof to the Ri that the pshat in Yehe Shmei Rabba Mevorach is that Yehe Shmei Rabba, may the great name of Hashem become blessed. So if he takes a break between Rabba and Mevorach, all he has said is may the great name of Hashem, and he hasn't made any concluding statement. He didn't say the Mevorach right away, and then it'll be Mechsei Kimaitzia Levatola. It'll look, in fact, as if he's saying Hashem's name for nothing. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rav Safra, so Rav Safra said to Rava, Moshe. He referred to him by the title of Moshe. And here Rashi, the top Rashi on the Amid, says, what does Moshe mean? His name wasn't Moshe, his name was Rava. It means Gadol Ador. You, the Gadol Hador, Shaper Ka'amrat, are you saying right? I disagree with you. I believe that you're saying a wrong halacha. The Masoras HaShas here in Ois Ches brings us from Rashi in many places that Rashi says different pshatim exactly in what Moshe means. In Shabbos of Kufal from the Beis, Rashi says, Rabbeinu Bedoro Kemoshe Bedoro, just like we know the famous Gemara of Yiftach Bedoro Kishmul Bedoro, that even though the generations go down and they are less, each subsequent generation away from Har Sinai is lower, less than the generation that preceded it. But Yiftach has the same status as Shmuel. So too, Rabbeinu, you, Ravin, our Rebbe, in our generation, you're like Moshe in his generation. In Be'il Amit Chesem at Be'ez, Rashi explains that Be'yikra de Moshe Kamishtab, he was like swearing in the, using the chashivas of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in Chulin Tzadik Gimel, Rashi explains that the word Moshe means Talmud Chacham. Either way, Rav Safra was saying to Rava that although you're a very great person, but I believe here you have erred, you have made a mistake. Ella continues Rav Safra, Hasam v'hacha, over there, which means concerning the halacha that Rava said on Lamed Chesam at Beis, concerning Baruch Haba, that he shouldn't take a break and then say B'Shem Hashem. V'hacha, and this halacha that he shouldn't say Yeheshmei Rabba and take a break and then say Mevorach. In both cases, Asuke Milsahu, as Rashi says on the second line here, Hoyul v'kavonasa ligmor leslamba, since he just wants to end. He has kavana to say, either in Baruch Haba, he has kavana to say B'Shem Hashem, or in the case of Yeshmei Rabbi, he has kavana to say Mevorach, Memela v'leslamba, there's no problem with taking a break. The Meiri Lalocha says one should only take a small breath of air, but to take, in fact, a long hefsek, even according to Rav Safra, that would be considered a problem with Mechsi Kemoitzio Levatola. But if it's a very short, normal breath of air, there's no problem because he has Kavana to finish it, and we don't have to worry about that it looks like that he's saying it Levatola. Based on the Gemara we just learned, we understand very clearly why the Marshal took away the first 1.5 lines of our Amid, because it is only now at the end of the two members of Rava, where Rav Safra comments and says, Elohasam there, referring to the Shaila earlier on Lamed Chesam at Beis, V'hochan here, the Shaila of Yeshmei Rabba on Lamed Chesam at Aleph. But if you notice the first line on top of the Amid, it uses those words, Hasam V'hoch. It says the same words that we just learned. Shaper Ka'amrat question mark Elohasim V'hocha Suki Milsu V'leslamba, exactly what we just learned, but on the top of the Amid it doesn't make sense because we haven't yet learned both halachas. How can you say Hasim V'hocha? That's why the Marshal takes it away, and according to the Girsu, the way the Marshal learns, Rava made his two statements, and following his two statements, Rav Safra said, I think you've made a mistake because Hasim on Lamed Chesam Abeis V'hocha on Lama Tessam et Aleph, it is merely Asuke Milsu, and there's no problem of Mechsi Kevatola. Continues the Gemara quoting from the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, concerning Halal, Malkam Shenogu Lichbol, where the minig was to repeat something twice, one, if one is attending such a minion, he should repeat two times that part of Halal that the Tzibur is repeating. Tana, we learned that Rebbe Kaifel Badvorm, that Rebbe would double over additional parts of Hallel, and Rashi explains he doubled over from Ona Hashem Oishiyana until the end of Hallel, the last five psukim of Hallel. And Rabbi Elazar ben Parta continues the Gemara, Moisif Badvarim. He added that there were even more things that had to be doubled. And Rashi explains on the fourth line, let's just finish the Gemara first. My Moisev, what parts of Hal was he Moisev? Amar Abaya, Moisev lichbo ma'ot cholamata. From the end of Mina Meitzar, from Oitcha, the last four psukim there, and till the end, until Ana Hashem Ashiyana, he already doubled those four psukim as well. And Rashi explains on the fourth line here that since Kol HaMizbor Kaful Meroish Ratkan, the whole Mizmor of Mina Meitzar is doubled over until Oitcha, so we also double from Oitcha until the end of min hametzar. And one example, we can actually give many examples, but just to give one example of what Rashi is referring to, it says in min hametzar, toiv lachsus b'ashem miluftoich ba'adam, toiv lachsus b'ashem miluftoich b'nedivim. In fact, it's the exact same pasuk except for the last word. So this is an example, and one can go through the whole min hametzar and see how, in various ways, that it is all doubled over. So when you get to the last four psukim from Oitcha until the end, where it is not doubled over, we in fact double it over as well. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Parta did, and that is the minig of Klal Yisrael to double it as well. Continues the Gemara, if the minig is to make a bracha on Halal Yivarach, you should make a bracha. Amar Abaye said Abaye, Loishan Elachav. When does the Mishnah tell us that where there's a minig to make a bracha, one should make a bracha? That's only concerning at the end of Halal. Avol Lefonav, but in front of Halal, at the beginning of Halal, before the person is ready to do the mitzvah, then mitzvah levorach, it's not just a minig, and if one is in a shul where they're noig to make a bracha at the end of Halal, one makes the bracha, like the tzibber, but it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv levorach, the Om Rav Yudam Shmuel. Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, and we've had this many times already in Shas, and Pesachim we've had it twice, in other areas of Shas, but here is one of those places where Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shul, Kol HaMitzvahs, all mitzvahs, Kulon, Mivorech, Aleyan, Oivr Lasiyas, and the person has to make a bracha before he does, immediately before he does the actual mitzvah. And the Gemara wants to know this lashon of Oivr Lasiyas, and how do we know it means Zumai Mashma Dahai Oivr Lishna Dagdumehu? How do we know that oivr means coming before, preceding, that before you do the maisa mitzvah, you should make a bracha? Like in our case, before you're ready to say halal, you should make a bracha. The Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak the Tziv. The Gemara now is going to bring three psukim. The first pasuk, it concerns when Avshalom died. So Yoav sent a Cushi to inform David of Avshalom's death. But Vayoretz Achimatz. Achimatz wanted to be the one to tell David. So he ran Derech HaKikor, by the way of the Kikor, Vayavor Es HaKushi. And he passed by, he preceded the Cushi. In other words, he was a quicker runner than the Cushi. And he overtook him and went ahead of him. So we see the word Vayavor means before. Abaye Omer Mahach. He has a different pasuk. Vehu Avar Lefneim. When Yaakov and his family met Esav, so Yaakov went in front of his wives and children, or there's a third pasuk, Vayav or Malkum of Naim, at the time of the Geula Asida, Mashiach, the king of Klal Yisrael, will go in front of Klal Yisrael, but in the head of the line, Vashem Baroisham, even in front of Mashiach, will march HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I heard an interesting question, and actually we spoke this out when I had the schus to say the daf on Psachim, daf kuf yud tesam at beis, which is one of the places where this sugi is brought. We mentioned a question that I heard from Harav Yisrael Rakowski Shlita, the Rosh HaYeshiva of Yeshivas Or Samech in Muncie. And he had a very basic question, and that is, why did Chazal make the nusach that kol mitzvahs kol mivarech alein oivr lasiyasin? And the Gemara has to ask the question, how do we know that oivr means to do it before the mitzvah, loshen dagdumehu? And the Gemara has to bring three proofs to show this. Why didn't Chazal, why were they not keveya that kol mitzvahs kol mivarech alein kaidem lasiyasin? And you wouldn't, and we know what the word kaidem means, and we wouldn't have to bring any psukim. I think that the answer that Rabbi Rakowski Shlita gave will be found here, alluded to in the second Tosfos on the Yomid, Oivr Lasiyasin, which because of its importance, let us learn it together, at least the first half of the Tosfos inside. Since there's a mitzvah to make a bracha, Oivr Lasiyasin, before you do a mitzvah, says Tosfos, Mitam Zet, Tzorach Levorach Alulav Kodem Shiit Lanu. One has to make a bracha on the lulav before he takes it. The ilach or shenotlay, if he makes the bracha after he picks it up, mid the agbe nafik be. Can I read Misayif Pirkin? We learn on daf mem beis that once a person picks up a lulav, he's yoytzer the mitzvah of al netulas lulav. So therefore, one should make the bracha before he picks it up. Now, that l'chayru would mean that one would make a bracha when the lulav is on the table, or when the lulav is in its holder. Umiyu, says Taisus, l'mistavra klal. This doesn't make sense that he should make it before he picks it up. It's in the lulav holder, and he's going to make a bracha then. We learned the menachas. Tfilin, and when do you make a bracha on tfilin? Mishas hanacha, from the time when you put it on your arm, ad shas kashira, until the time that you make the knot. So it's only made in that very short period, from the time it's on your muscle until you've tightened the knot of the tefillin. But you're not going to make the bracha when the tefillin are still in the tefillin bag. The chol shor she'ena mitzvah muzumenes biyodoy lasois. As long as the mitzvah is not prepared in your hand to do it immediately, loy mistavar klal avarklav, one should not be able to make a bracha on it. And that's why Tosfos is in a quandary here. On the one hand, l'chavar, you should have to make the bracha before you pick up the lulav, because once you've picked up the lulav, you're already yotz in a mitzvah. On the other hand, if you're going to make it while it's in its holder, while it's on the table, that's not mezumenes biyadai. And we see that you have to be able to do the mitzvah, to make the bracha, when you're just about to do the mitzvah. So how exactly are you mekayim oiver lasiyasin in the case of a lulav and esrig? And Tosfos is going to give us three different options of how to fulfill this mitzvah properly. But meanwhile, what we see from Tosfos is an important yesod, that over lasiyasin we do, but over over lasiyasin we don't do. To make it two steps before the mitzvah, to make the bracha when the tefillin is in the tefillin bag, or to make the bracha when the lulav is in the lulav holder, that's too much ahead of the mitzvah. And says Rav Yisrael Rakowski Shlita that that's the pshat why the nusach of this halacha is with the lashon iver. Because kaidim kolam mitzvahs kol mevarcha leim kaidim lasiyasin, one would have thought that you could do it as long as you do it before, even if it's in the tefillin holder, the tefillin, or even if the lulav is in the lulav holder, it's before the mitzvah you yaitze. No, Chazal wanted to tell us that you could only do it over lasiyasin. It has to be before the kiyum of the mitzvah, but it can't be too much before the kiyum of the mitzvah. So bedafke, they took the word over to express this point. And where did they learn that oiver means immediately before? That's the pasuk or the psukim that they brought. For example, vayara tzachimatz derech hakikar vayavor esakushi. So the word vayavor is used the moment that he overtook the kushi and he passed before him. So from that pasuk and the other psukim that are brought here, we see the word oiver doesn't only mean in front of, but it means immediately in front of. And that's how one is mekayim the mitzvah before, mekayim the bracha before the mitzvah is done. And that's why the lashon specifically of Chazal was to use the word oiver to tell us, to stress, it's only oiver and not oiver l'oiver. It has to be, as Tosfos says, the mitzvah has to be muzumenes biyodai lasis. But how, in fact, can we do this by lulav? So Taisus gives three options. The first option, as we continue reading in the Taisus, is v'shemba mishayaschalito lulav kaidim sheyitol ha'esrig mevorach v'hainu ayver lasiyasin shemakim zeze, since you cannot be yotze the mitzvah unless you have all of the four meaning together, so he can pick up the lulav together with the adasim and the aravis in his right hand, and before he picks up the esrig, he'll make the bracha. And at that moment, he wasn't yet yotze the mitzvah. And then all he needs is to pick up the esrig, so he's in the oiver category. He's not oiver lo oiver. And memela, he'll be yotze the mitzvah that way. That's option number one. Option number two, Inami says Tosfos, la'achar shenaitel shneim, he takes them both at the same time. Ella, shehoifach echamim, he turns one upside down. You can only be yotze the mitzvah the way the esrei grows, or any of the minim grow. We see from that pasuk that you can only be yotze the mitzvah the way the item grows, and therefore he would have to hold it with the pitim on top and the ukitz at the bottom. And therefore, if he turned it upside down and made the bracha then, and then turned it the correct way, that would be considered oivra lasiyasa. the Mechaber in Siman Tav Resh Nun Aleph of Sif Hei brings these first two Eitzes of Tosfos. The Mishnah Brura points out that in the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber brings the third sheet that we're going to learn now, which the Mishnah Brura brings B'Shem Hagra, that Zuo Eitza Yoyser HaMavcher Shebekulam. The best Eitza is not to make the bracha when you're holding the lulav and not the esrog, or when the esrog, let's say, is turned upside down, which is the minig of Roiv of Klal Yisrael. The best way to do it is the third option of Tosfos. We will continue to Tosfos inside. Vafila nakadlu kederkadulasan. Even if you take the lulav and esrog the way they grow, and you don't turn it upside down, I have a third option, says Tosfos. You will have beferish kavana. I do not want to be yotzer the mitzvah until right after the bracha. So I'm holding it. I have kavana not to be yotzer the mitzvah. And the afagav darmina b'soifer ubezden. We learned the mesach the rashana. The mitzvahs ain't unsrichas kavana. That you mitzvahs ain't srichin kavana. You don't need kavana for a mitzvah. Even a mitzvah deraisa, mikol makom bal korcho lenafik. Even if I don't need kavana, but as the Achorim call it, kavana lehepach. Over here, I'm going to have a reverse kavana, an anti kavana. I do not want to be yotzei the mitzvah. You cannot force me, says Tos, to be yotzei the mitzvah. This is what we said yesterday in the name of the run in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which Rabbi Kiva Eger spoke about, that in order to fulfill a mitzvah, if you do it with kavana lehepach, obviously we cannot force you to do to be mekayim the mitzvah if you don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah. So the third eitzah, which the Gra calls the eitzah mufcheres, is that you have kavana. I will do not want to be yotzei the mitzvah until right after the bracha, and then I'm not yotzei the mitzvah until right after the bracha, and then it comes out that the bracha was over liasiyasin. And I've been told by my edim that in Yeshiva Chaim Berlin, where many are noik keminik hagra, there are many who follow this. And it's not the minik ha-yeshiva per se, however, those who are noig according to minhagi hagra actually do this, and there those in the world who are noig al-pi minhag hagra do the third eitzah, although Rav of Klal Yisrael has adopted the second eitzah of Tosfos to pick up the esrog upside down, and then after the bracha to turn it in the correct way. Continues our Gemara, and we're going to now be starting a new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Halakeach lulav mechaveroi b'shvius. The Mishnah now is going to discuss a lulav and esrog that were purchased in the Shemitah year. Shvius is the seventh year of the cycle where one is not allowed to do any melacha on his field, and it is referred to as Shemitah. The Rambam defined it as Hilchas Shemitah V'Yovel. The Shemitah meaning that one relinquishes his bailus over the land and the crops, and the mitzvah, as we refer to it, is the mitzvah of Shemitah. So if someone purchased a lulav from his friend during the Shemitah year, Noisen le'esrog b'matana, as Rashi explains, he should, the chaver who is buying this, Rashi says, Nivra Maskel, Noisen le'esrog matana, Rashi says, chaver shekoina hoishana kulam yamoritz, as we explained yesterday from the Maril, or the day before from the Maril, that the Maril says hoishana refers to the whole set bound together. He bought it from an amoritz during Shvius. Yevakesh mimenu litn lo esrog b'matana. He should ask the amoritz to give him the esrog b'matana. Now, first of all, let us define the word chaveroi, which the Mishnah began. Alekech lulav mechaveroi. Rashi, in the first Rashi in the Mishnah, the third short line from the top of the Amud, Rashi says, Li nir dalekech lulav me'amoritz garsi, that the correct girsa here should not be the word chaveroi, it should be amoritz, because as we'll soon see, this Mishnah is specifically speaking about a chaver, who is a Talmud Chacham, who's shomer all the mitzvahs, who is buying a lulav and esrog from a plain Jew who is not learned, who is referred to as being a man of the earth, an Am HaAretz, And Rashi continues and says, "Va'ma'oritz l'gabi chavru l'kor l'chaveroi," that we should not be goris here in the Mishnah l'keiach lulav mechaveroi, that the chavru is buying it from his friend Amoritz, because an Amoritz compared to a chavru is not known to be a friend of the chavur, and therefore the correct gears according to Rashi and the Mishnah is me'am ha'aretz, that the chavur was borrowing this lulav from an amoretz, not from chaver. However, in the third Tosis on this Amid, Divrei HaMashchal Lekeach, Tosis says Valchinim dochak, that Rashi is really making a dochek here, is saying something that is not necessary to change the gear. So why? Says Tosfos, the Ashkecham Aduch Tetuva, the Korlei Chaver. We find many places that an Amoritz is known to be a Chaver of, he's known by the title of Chaveroi, even of a Chaver, even of a Talmud Chacham. And at the end of Tosfos brings a proof even that Muki Lab Chaveroi Nachri. Even a goy is sometimes referred to in Chazal as being a friend of the Jew. So we can refer to a goy as a friend, his fellow comrade. It could be a goy, it could be a amoretz, and therefore, according to Tosis, we do not change the girsa. But let us focus on the actual halacha. The Mishnah is saying that if one does purchase during Shemitah a lulav, a esrig, a set, from his chaveroi the amoretz, he should ask the amoretz, please give me the esrog b'matana. Just charge me. Let us say, for example, the set costs $100, the lulav is $25, the esrog is $75. He should ask him, do me a favor, give me the esrog as a present this year. And the Mishnah concludes, l'fi she'ein rishoy l'loicha b'shvias, because to directly pay for the esrig, to pay the amoretz $75 for the esrig during Shvias, one is not allowed to do this. And the reason we will see in the Gemara why the Chazal did not want a person to pay money to the amoretz during Shvias for an esrig. The Gemara begins, what happens if the amoretz says no to the chaver? I don't want to give you, I don't want to lose $75. And just make $25 in the lulav and give you the esrog b'matana. What happens then? And apparently the chaver has no other option to go to a different meicher, so he's stuck. What should he do then? Amar Rav Huna, mavliel le demei esrog b'lulav. He can tell the amoretz, okay, you want to make your profit $100. I'll give you $100, but I want to buy the lulav for $100 from you. I'll pay you the $100 for the lulav. And the esrog, give me for free. And the cost of the esrog, in other words, will be muvla, it will be swallowed up in the enlarged cost that I will be paying extra for the lulav. So the Gemara asks the question, v'leisiv lei behedja. What is the reason, in fact? Why can't the chaver pay the amoretz directly for the esrog? Buy the lulav for the $25, buy the esrog for $75. Why does he have to ask him for a matana? Or if he doesn't want to give him a matana, he should be mavliyad in the cost of the lulav. Let him pay like usual. Why is there a halacha during Shemitah that I cannot buy like I normally buy during the other years? The Gemara answers, l'fi shein moishrin demei pei reshvius l'amoretz, because there is a issur d'rabbanan to give money for fruit, the fruit of Shvias, to an Amoritz. Let us learn the Rashi inside that explains this. Divrei HaMashchal. It's approximately in the middle of the Amid of Rashi's. A Moisr Demei Peris, that Torah Amra. The Torah says, La'achav lo l'schayra. One can eat Peris Shvias, but one cannot do business with it. Now that does not mean that one cannot sell Peris Shvias, but Rashi explains exactly what this issur is. Shekol perishvius chayovin lizbayer bishvius hein udemeyin. There is a halacha, as we're going to see later in Rashi, that on money of shvius, chala aleim, Rashi says, third line from the bottom of the Amud, chala aleim kedusha shvius, on money that was substituted for produce of shvius. So Rashi says here, the Rashi that we're doing now, that the halacha is all perishriyas chayavim lizbar b'shriyas. You have to, at the end of shriyas, remove them from your house. You cannot have hanoah from perishriyas after the seventh year is over. You have to get rid of them. Hein udeman. And the money that was substituted for the perishriyas, which has on it kedusha shriyas as well, you have to remove it from your house by the end of shriyas. So you have to consume it during shriyas. That money you can buy other food stuff with and eat it up during shriyas. But But you shouldn't hold that money or the produce after shriyas and try to earn a profit using perishriyas for after shriyas. The ami oritz cheshudim al kach, and ami oritz are suspected that they will keep perishriyas after shriyas, or the money after shriyas, and try to make a profit on it. Lefikach emoshelam dam and likachem klum bedam. Therefore, I'm not allowed. The rabbanan made an injunction against me paying for perishriyas, that the amoret should have the money so that he can make a profit after shriyas. Why can't I do it? Because by giving him the opportunity of making money off perishriyas, I am putting a mishal in front of him that he may spend this after shriyas, where it would be prohibited and the isser of lach levoy l'schara would apply. The third bottom tosus, the ramasva she'ein moshen l'amoretz, Tosfos brings Rashi's pshat, and then Tosfos disagrees and says, we'll learn together the last three lines of Tosfos. Elahayna taima de'ika isura tuva she'ein amoritz nizer lesser liknois behen. There are a number of isurim concerning the peroshvius, that one is not allowed with the money from perishriyas to buy certain items, such as behemah tmeya, a not kosher animal, avodim, slaves, a karkois, and property, chalok, a garment, vitalis, or a talis, umenalayim, and shoes, ve'enoisin, lo'labayir, v'lo'lavlin, v'lo'lasapun, v'lo'lasapur. You can't use it for any services, such as going to giving it to a bathhouse attendant or a barber. Why? Because the shviyas lachilu l'shtiyu l'sicho v'loy l'shar dvorim. Because all you can use the money which you gained from perishviyas, you could only use it to spend it for food, drink, or for smearing on your body, and not Rashi and Amud Beis, we'll see, says also to burn it for fuel, but v'loy l'shar dvorim, and not to other things. The osur lefroy ben chayve mehen chayve, you cannot use it to pay off the debt. The Tosfos ends off with these words: ve'ein misper ledinim luisurim sheyesh peperishvias shetzarch lunig ben kedusha shvias. There is no amount; there it's endless the number of dinim concerned to peperishvias that you have to be noig with them kedusha shvias, and therefore the amoritz is choshed to misappropriate the funds that he has received for selling perishviyas, not use it in the correct way. And these items that Tosfos mentioned are not regular fruits that a person could consume before the end of the shviyas year. They remain for a long time, and they're not subject to the regular dinim of shviyas, and therefore they would go into the prohibition of la'achla v'loyla schaira. Any purchase of these items would constitute doing schaira with the perishriyas, or the funds which one has received for perishriyas. The Ritva says that Rashi really means this as well. And when Rashi says that a person should not keep the money, latsnia la'achra shriyas u'la'asher, that he'll make a profit by using it after shriyas, he means that he may, during shriyas, buy commodities which are not permissible to be bought with the funds from perishriyas, and therefore they're not subject to beer, and therefore they are part of the isser of la'achla v'loy l'schaira. Continues the Gemara. Desanya. We learned in a brisa a proof of this halacha of ein moishrim demei perishviyas lamoritz. The sanya ein moishrim demei perishviyas lamoritz yoishrim emozin shalosh sudas. Now here the brisa adds that this isser is only above money that is given for three meals. As Rashi says in the Divrei HaMasel, Yoyser Mimazon Shalosh Shudos, it's almost directly opposite where we are in the Gemara. Avol Mazon Gimel Maisrim Kedei Chayev. The Ikal HaMemer L'Suda Shabbos Hutzarz. Since a person, even this Amoritz, who's Nechshad, to make profit with the money of Shvius and to not use that money properly, as we discussed before, even he has needs for Shabbos, to have three meals for Shabbos, and that we give him. The Kivan, continues Rashi, Shehutter Be'erev Shabbos, Hutter L'Chol Yom HaShabbos. Since when do we give him the money to purchase the three Shalosh Shudos for Shabbos? We give it to him Erev Shabbos. Once we're already giving out that money Erev Shabbos, we already permitted a whole week, that for Mazon Gimel Sudas, we give that much, we can pay a Amoritz for his Perish Shvius, because we'll say that he's going to use it for his daily sustenance, and we give him that little amount. What happens v'im Mosar, continues the Gemara, what happens if I gave the Amoritz more than a Mazon Shalosh Shudos? What should I do then? Yoimar, so the chaver, who's the lokeach, the one who's purchasing the lulav and esrog, or the other pair of shvias from the Amoritz, he should say the following: Harei mois halo, the money that I gave the Amoritz, yehu mechulolan, they should become deconsecrated, al perish yeshu b'tach b'esay, on fruit that I have in my house. And then continues the Gemara on daf lametes amid beis, ubava oichlam mekedusha shvias, and then the chaver who is buying the fruit or buying the lulav and the esrog and has given this money to the Amoritz and has been mechalel this money onto the fruit that he has in his house, he then goes home and eats that fruit with the kedusha of shvias, as Rashi says on the top line, chaver zeh. This chaver comes, and how does he eat it? Bekedusha Shriyas, Achila Ushtia Vesicha, which Tois is brought in Amid Alf, and Rashi here adds Vahadlaka Saner Shehain Hanois Hamatar Spend. These are the nois which one can use the money from Perish Shriyas for, and therefore he could buy b'machal the money onto the Perish Shriyas in his house and eat them in and use them in one of the ways that Rashi enumerates. Now the Ritva tells us that when we said in Amud Aleph that the lokeach, the chaver who's buying the lulav and esrog, or the peiros, says this statement, Harei mois halo yumuchulol na perish yeshu b'tach beisi, either he has to do it with the das of the Amoritz, because how can he be mechal something that's not his? Or the Ritva says this will work based on the famous principle of zachal adam shloi b'fanav, because since we are putting a mikshel into the hands of the Amoritz that he's going to have money of shvius and he's going to use it in not in an appropriate manner, and he could be over on lachal l'schara, so we're being mezake him by removing the kedusha shvius from this money, and then he could spend the money in any way that he wants. Continues the Gemara, when do we say that we give him Mazon Gimel Sudos to the Amoritz? That's only if I am purchasing fruit or I'm purchasing the lulav and esrog from an unguarded field. As Rashi brings down further in the Rashi Divrei HaMasel, Avo B'Lekech Min HaMeshumer, Rashi brings the pasuk, Va'ochlu Avyoni Amecha, I have to have a field where I enable the poor people to come into my field, to have an open field, no fence, no lock, the Anim can come in, and they can take from Perish Shvius, which are Hefker, anyone can take it. But if I go ahead and I lock up my door, I put a fence on it, I put a lock on it, I don't let people in, so then I'm nechshad of not giving to the Avyonim. So then, blatantly in front of the eyes of the lokeach, of the chaver, who's buying the fruit or buying the lulav and esrog from the Amoritz, the mocher, the lokeach sees blatantly that he's not keeping the halachas of shriyas. So then I can't even... let's see the Gemara inside. But if you're taking it from a guarded field, and I see he's blatantly not keeping Hilchos Shviyos, afilu b'chatzi iser usur, even to give him less than shalosh shudas, even to give him the worth of a half a iser, even that much is prohibited. So Rashi explains, if I see he's keeping, it's a hefker dikka field, so it's just a chashash, maybe he will make schayra from it in an inappropriate way and be over the isra of lach of the schayra. So then I'm allowed to give him three sudas worth, and I don't have to worry. I'll say that he's using kedei chayiv. I shouldn't give him more, says Rashi. Avil in the Rashi, the second short line, Rashi says, avaloi harbe shloite einitzar latznian. I shouldn't give him a lot because I'm tempting him maybe to hide the money and use it inappropriately. Use it after Shvius or use it during Shvius and buy, as Tosfos says, inappropriate things, and he'll be over. So I give him a little bit and don't give him too much to tempt him. But if I see that I'm buying the fruit from a guarded place, then I can't even give him the Shalosh Shudas. I can't even give him Kechatzi Yisr. There is a Machlokes Rishonim between the Ramban and the Ritva on one side and the Rama on the other side, whether in fact I can give him less than a Chatzi Yisr. The Ramban and the Ritva say that this is only an Yisr to Rabbanan, and therefore the Rabbanan only made the Yisr from Chatzi Yisr, a Chatzi of that coin and beyond, but less than a Chatzi Yisr they allowed, even in a case where it's like Hechman and Meshomer. And the Rambam is mashma that this is just an expression, Chatzi Yisr, but in fact, even a kolshu, even a small amount, if I'm taking from a Meshomer, I should not give him anything. According to Rashi, the Yisr of Hechman and Meshomer is an Yisr of the Rabbanan, and Lamashal, if he would give it to me b'matana, there's no isser on the fruit itself. It's only an isser for me, a prohibition for me to pay him when it's like Hechman and Meshomer. But if he gave it to me as a present, that would be mutter for me to eat. However, Tosus here, the top Tosus, Bamedvor Mamurim, around 12 or 13 lines down, the Rabbeinu Tam says that Vayomer Rabbeinu Tam, the Paris Men of Meshumer, Asur and Kedashim B'Taras Kam, the Taras Kam darshins from a pasuk that there's an Isser de Arisa for one to eat from the Paris which were taken from Men of Meshumer. It's not just here an Isser de Rabbanan to give him money, but actually to one is not allowed to eat Men Arisa from a protected field. Continues the Gemara, Masav Rav Sheshis. Are you telling me that from, if I see that he is selling me this produce or this Luvan Esrig from an unguarded place, then I am allowed to give him, to pay him up to three sudas worth, but not more? Veriminu, I'll ask you a question from a Mishnah Mesechta Shviyas, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, where the Mishnah is going to list a series of items which are potter min ha-maiser, and also if someone purchased these items during Shviyas, they are allowed to be purchased. And the reason that it's potter min ha-maiser is because all these things are not chashuv things, not important things, not valuable things, and therefore people are mafkerit, and we know that anything that's hefker, there is no halacha of maiser. As Rashi brings down the pasuk in the last short line on the Amud, Ubo alei v'keim lechelik v'nachla imach, bedavr she'em lechelik v'nachla imach, yito masroisav, yotza hefker, lekachik v'peh, she'esh loy chelik imach. So we make a drasha that the Levi should come and take Meiser because he has no part with you. But in hefker, or leket, or shikopeya, where anyone can take it, the Levi can also take it, then there is no special halach of meiser there, because he has an equal chelik to the rest of Klal Yisrael. He only gets meiser on something that he has no chelik in. These things, since they are not mishumer, they're not guarded, they're left hefker, a Levi has a chelik in it, and therefore they are potter min ha-meiser. Says the Mishnah there in Masechta Shviyas, HaPegum, Rashi says, Pegum is Esav Shekarim Ruda, a grass that's called Ruda. We translated Ru. v'ha yarbuzin v'ha shitim. The Rav in Masech Teshvius considers this all one thing. He considers it yarbuzin hashitim, not v'hashitim. They're all, it's one item here, and it is wild asparagus. However, the Melech Shloima brings Rashi here in our Masech to hear Sukkah Lametesim at base, that we see that it's actually two things, because Rashi gives a different definition for yarbuzin and a different definition for shitim. Rashi says over here that the yarbuzim are asavim v'tamam korv lulave gefanim. They are grass whose taste is like the lulavin of grapevines. We translated sorel. And v'ashitim, they're a type of vegetables which we say is asparagus, similar to the word that Rashi brings down for ashitim, ishparus. It's asparagus, and Rashi says min yeriku, it's a type of vegetable. So from Rashi here, we see clearly that yarbuzin and shitim are considered two different items. Then the Mishnah continues, v'chalaglogois are porcelain. Then it says v'hakuzbor shebaharim, the mountain coriander, and Rashi says it grows in the mountains, and Rashi adds Aval Kuzber Shogina Chashivu. Since the only items here that are potter from Meiser are those that are not chashiv, that are not guarded, that are hefker, so therefore the Mishnah said only the coriander, the Kuzber Shabahorim, but the Kuzber that grows in a regular garden are chashiv, and there is a chi of Meiser. The next item is Karpas Shabinoharis. Karpishim in the Horus, Rashi gives two pshatim. The first pshat is river cress. The second pshat is river celery. And Rashi says that I believe the first pshat is correct because we do not find that celery grows in rivers. Rashi's lashon is Avol nirish ain gedela bin the Horus. It doesn't grow in the rivers celery. So therefore, the correct pshat is river cress. And Rashi says again here the same thought, that it's only Karpish Shebin Naharois. It's river crest that grows in the river. Says Rashi, Avol Shalgina Chashivu. But if it grows in a garden, crest that grows in a garden is Chashiv, and then there would be a Chiv of Meiser. Continues the Mishnah, V'hagargir Shel Afor, and Meadow Rocket. All of these items have two halachas. Halacha number one is Ptur Min HaMeiser, as we brought the Rashi before, because the Levi has a chelik in Hefker. These are not Meshumer, and therefore there's no Chiv Meiser. And the second halacha, and this is Negeah to our sugya here, V'nikachin Mikol Adam B'Shriyas. You can take them from any person, even from a Ma'oritz and Shriyas. Lefi She'ein K'yoytzu Bem Nishmer. Even though, says Rashi, that there is a chiyuv of shvius on these items, but since we assume that they are hefker, because most people are mafker these things, since they're cheap items, they're not chashuv items, so therefore they're considered loikeach min hamufker. What is the question here? The question is that Rashi explains that it seems that once we consider it in the category of being mufker and not being mishumer, then one can purchase as much as he wants. There's no shear of gimel sudais. So that's the question. You're telling me that mufker, I can only pay gimel sudais worth. I'm not allowed to give him more than that because maybe he'll misuse the money and be over on loch of loy l'shchayra. From here, it seems that if you can assume that this is min hamufker, you're allowed to buy as much as you want from the Amorites. Who moisev lo? He had this question. Who mefark lo? And Rav Sheshes, who had the question, gave an answer. You have to say that how much am I allowed to purchase from the Amorites? Bechtei mon shanu. V'chein amar Rabbi Ruchan Rabbi Yochan. Bechtei mon shanu. What does bechtei mon mean? It means as much I can buy from him, as much as he needs for his daily sustenance. That ain't a chanami. I can only buy up to gimel sudas. It doesn't mean that there's no limit, but actually I have to stop once I have purchased and paid him an amount of money which he can buy gimel sudas. The Gemara questions the lashon of mon. My mashma da mon lishnim de mizaynu. Where do we find that the word mon is a lashon of sustenance, of food? The siv. It says in Daniel, vayimon lohem HaMelech, that the, as Rashi brings down, that Vayiman Lem HaMelech, that the king provided there the Tzorche HaSuda, and Rashi ends off, Divrei Maskil Vayiman Lem HaMelech, Vayifarnes HaMelech, the king was giving the needs of the Suda, he was giving the sustenance, and we find the word mon used over there, and that's why the Gemara here used the same lashon of mon, meaning his daily sustenance. So we have concluded from this entire discussion that one is not allowed to purchase an esrog during Shri Yisrael Ma'oritz because they're nechshad to misuse the money, and then one would be over on Ain Moisrin Deme Per Shri Islam or it's except for the Gimel Sudas worth. Therefore, one should buy from the Amoritz a lulav and get the Esrig B'matana or inflate the price of the lulav and have the Deme Esrig Muvla in the purchase price of the lulav. Ask the Gemara Yehachi lulav nami, as Rashi says, although a lulav is not edible, we're going to find later in the Gemara, as Rashi says in Divrei Maskil Yehachi she'af boy noyeg shvius, there is a halacha of shvius even on a lulav. So if you're worried about giving an amoritz more than shalosh sudas and you'll be over on ein moisrin Dmei per shvius la'amoritz, you have the same shas. What does it help you that you're going to purchase the lulav and pay him $100 for the lulav? The Gemara answers, lulav bar sheshes hanichnas the shvius, that the Rosh Hashanah for Inyan shvius is Rosh Hashanah, as Rashi says here in Divrei Amaskel Mishani. Lulav bar sheishus anichnas l'shviyisu. Let's learn the Rashi together. Dal korcha b'chamisha asur yom shem Rosh Hashanah ad achag loy gadol. This could not have grown in 15 days between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. You see clearly that Rashi is taking on that the Rosh Hashanah for shviyis is Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei. V'kai melon ilam basur chanatas lin. B'mesach Rosh Hashanah. In the Mesach Rosh Hashanah it says that a tree legabe hilchus shviyis goes basur chanata when the fruit begins to emerge. So it didn't emerge as of Aleph Tishrei. It emerged long before that. So therefore, this lulav belongs to last year. So although legabe meiser and orla, the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanois is on Tu Bishvat, from this Rashi we see that Rashi Shita is that the Rosh Hashanah legabe shvius is Aleph Tishrei, what we call Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, since this lulav could not have grown in the 15 days between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, it had its chanata the year before Aleph Tishrei, and therefore this is, lulav is considered a sixth year lulav and not a shvius lulav. Therefore, I can pay for the lulav because it has nothing to do with shvius, and I get the esrog as a matana, or I get the price of the esrog muvla in the purchase price of the lulav. Ask the Gemara Yehachi, if so, if we're talking about a lulav which had its chanata in the sixth year, esrog nami bashishas echnasas l'shriyasi. So it's also a fruit which had its chanata in the sixth year. So then, what's the whole shail over here? Then it's shemitah, but he's using a esrog and a lulav from the sixth year. So what's the problem with the esrog? The Gemara says, no, there is a problem with the esrog. Why? Because esrog basar lakita azlinim. Esrog is different than the lulav. The lulav follows the halacha by all wheat and fruit trees that they go after the chanata, and this will be a sixth year from the year before. However, an esrog, which is gadol akolmaim, it doesn't just get its water from rainwater, but we irrigate and we use irrigation, man-made irrigation, to water the esrog as well, just as we do for yarakos. Therefore, this particular fruit, the esrog, does not have halacha like regular fruit that you go after the chanata from the sixth year, but you will actually go after the lakita, the plucking of the esrog from the tree. If the esrog was plucked right before Sukkot, In the seventh year, it has, although its chanata was in the sixth year, it will have halacha of being perish shvius because you go after the lakita. It has a din of a yerek because it's got a lakol mayim. Let's learn the Rashi inside. This Rashi is seven lines from the bottom. Esrig basar lakita is leading. The choluk mishar lonis. It is different than all other trees. Vedina kierik. It has halacha of a vegetable, shahol chuboy basar lakita, mishum de gadol kol mayim, because it grows not just rainwater, it grows with irrigation as well. Tenarin in Rosh Hashanah, utvu of ilanes, wheat and other trees, gedel na make shum. They get their water from rainwater. The esri gadol kol mayim, but esri gets its water not only from rainwater, but all water, even irrigation water. Shemashkin oisayitam kiyerek. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, you water it as you would do vegetables all the time with all different types of water. Therefore, it has a lach of yerek. And just like yerek, you go after the lakita, so to lagavi esreg. This is the one exception to the fruit trees. And therefore, if it had its chanita in the sixth year and it had its lakita in the seventh year, you go after lakita, it's perishvias. Therefore, you can't give the Amoaretz money for the esreg on shvias. You have to give him the money for the lulav, which is a lulav of the sixth year, because by the lulav you go after the chanata, as opposed to the esreg, which you go after the lakita. And this is the way to purchase the esrog from the Amo Aretz. We will continue this sugya in Mir Tzashem in the next chapter.